Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here on the firm of Harris and Meringue. You missed any of the first hour, you can download that. The Fan Podcast at 105.1thefan.com. The Odyssey app lets you go into the past, but not into the future. Same with YouTube. You can check out previous shows. If you missed Prime Time yesterday, you can catch out some of that. If you missed Josh Pate this morning on Dirt and Sprague, you can catch that. And if you missed Tyson Alger on our show, you can check that out as well. 503-864-6326. We have 10 Toes Down coming up at 12:15, so get your questions in. Unequivocal answers. You have to give a true, honest 100%. All 10 down on the ground. No picket fences on anything you want. Sports, personal life, Danny's attire.
Indeed.
Whatever it is you like.
I'll be 10 toes down on something. Camo rules, and so do cargo shorts.
Wow. I am not opening that can right now. I might put that down for closing arguments, bro.
Come at me, bro.
That's a rough statement.
What's wrong with cargo shorts? Where else am I supposed to put my tots?
I have some. Damn it, Rusty. That was great. I have spent the last 15 years of my life being told that I'm not allowed to wear cargo shorts anymore, to the point when I see people with cargo shorts, I'm like, dude, you're not supposed to do that.
You're just jealous.
Crocs were the same. I got told 20 years ago that no one can wear Crocs. So I see Crocs and I'm like, dude, you can't do that, man.
My perfect life is cargo shorts, Crocs, and whatever the hell
and
else
and
I
a camo
wore.
Top.
A camo top, yeah.
Zin.
I mean,
it's so weird just seeing this floating head over there talking in the other room.
Is that John Cena?
Yeah.
Can't see me. There's a lot to get to this hour. We'll touch on the WNBA and more so just the empowerment of players and how they can actually get change done if they want to. We'll touch on the three games we have today in baseball as well, plus Web Gems, as everybody loves that, at 11:45. But I thought I'd have a little fun with you, Danny. I know that you've been a great sport with baseball playoffs being on. It is preseason of NBA, and it is media day. I read a report the other day. It's so funny how looks can be deceiving, because Luka Doncic looks like he's lost 40, 50 pounds, mm-hmm. and he actually weighs more.
Yeah. Well, there's also the, was he being listed at the actual weight that he was?
Totally, man.
Because the answer is no, he absolutely bleeping wasn't.
You think he was fatter?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Look, man, Donovan Klingon was listed, I think, at 280 last year. He told me he was 297. Like,
yeah.
Like, what do you mean? That's 20 pounds, dog. That is a massive difference.
That's a massive difference. Being 250 and being 270 are a different world.
Giannis is listed, I think, at 240. Giannis is right at 300 pounds.
I was going to say, there's no way.
He is. Joel Embiid, I think, is listed at 290. Joel is like 340, 350.
Really?
Oh, brother. When you see that man up close, it's not just how wide he is, it's how thick he is back to front.
I mean,
that man
is
a refrigerator.
Damn, 340?
Shaq played at 430 pounds.
I guess I'm always used to, you know, when we talk about NFL and offensive linemen, I always think of those Cowboys teams in the 90s that were the first team to average 300 pounds on the offensive line. And I look at 300 pounds at 6'4", and I'm like, that's a big guy.
Now give a guy nine more inches.
And that's what I always get. Dude, you know me, man. I'm 5'6". The second you reach 5'10", y'all are just tall.
Like,
y'all are just tall.
It was so funny at Media Day. Drew, he was talking about Hansen. He just kept saying, that dude is big. Have you guys seen him? He is really, really, really big. Hansen's listed, I think, at 270. And if Hansen is 270, which I think is believable, I think that's probably where he's probably anywhere between like 268, 275, right in that range, right? If he's that big and Donovan's 2 inches taller, do you think Donovan only weighs just a couple pounds more?
Yeah, no way, no way. But I think if you're a Laker fan, and I know this kills you to say, you got to feel real good, Luka coming in.
He looks great.
Like,
I mean, he looks Eurobasket, he looked incredible.
Yeah.
He looked incredible. Like, so Denny has been listed at like 215 for forever. I think they've updated his weight to 229. Denny told me he was like 242, 244, something like that last year.
So what's the point of all
this? I have no idea. Like, I thought we were supposed to be done with this.
Well, I understand if you're trying to protect a guy like Luka Doncic, who, you know, they criticize him for his weight and his eating habits and his drinking habits. I understand trying to protect him on that. But if you're in good shape, you know, if you don't have these questions, hell, if you're like a TO and you don't drink and your
body is a temple
and your body is a temple, like, what's the point in... I understand the height thing, especially like quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, heaven forbid somebody is actually 5'11".
You mean like Bryce Young, like listed at 5'11", he's absolutely 5'9"?
Yeah, like, so that I can understand fudging the numbers there. But if you're Myles Garrett and you're in phenomenal shape and you've got a 30-pack.
Aaron Donald was 310 pounds. And
I don't believe that.
No, he was, because he had a 6-pack. He had to be that big,
Seems bigger than that.
But that's he was legitimately only like 6'1", but there wasn't an ounce of fat on that guy. Mm. And you're just like, yeah, that's believable. I 100% believe that he's 300 pounds. But if he's that, and you can say, well, muscle weighs more than fat, it's like, he's also not Myles Garrett's. Like, Myles Garrett is 5 inches taller and 4 inches wider. It's like, I don't know. Like, I've always been fascinated and borderline infatuated with measurements. Numbers. My brain, numbers massage my brain.
What's Sir Mix-a-Lot say? 25, 34, 36?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 36, 24, 36.
There okay, you thank you, thank yes. you.
But, like, the numbers of it
five,
all.
Three.
Only she's 5'3".
100%. But, like, numbers have always massaged my brain. And I've always, the biometrics of things and, like, the correlation between what guys are, what athletic traits that translate and don't and stuff like that. Like, I've mentioned this, I don't even know how many times I'm talking about basketball, and Luka specifically. Luka's one of the strongest guys in the league.
I know, to put more muscle on him is a little scary.
If all of a sudden... But
because it was almost like fat kid love cake pushing you around.
Well, here's the thing. Yusuf Nurkic got skinny, and it did not work for him.
It did not.
Because he got... Like, when you're
a lot of people
guy,
say, oh, thank God we got rid of him, but he just changed everything when he left here.
It took a long time for Nurk to kind of... To learn how to use his new body, because when you're that big, what you grow up kind of doing is just leaning on guys. And by the fourth quarter, guys are sick and tired of your fat ass leaning on them. And they're like, it's like when you see a heavyweight fight, whether it's boxing or MMA, what do guys do? Like, Randy Couture, what did he do? It was boring as hell, but he put guys up against the fence and just leaned on them. For round after round after round. Like Brock Lesnar, he'll knock you out, but he's just going to lean on you and lean on. Like, when you're that big, it's a leverage.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about in pitching, like CC Sabathia, like keeping the weight on.
310 pounds.
But it protected his body.
He's
also
like 6'5".
But again, look at CC. Well, yeah. Now think of an NBA player.
Yeah. Yeah. And look at CC now.
But you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
And it's those kind of things. Like, if you're going down the strongest guys in the league, Steven Adams is number one. There is no Mount Rushmore. It's just Mount Olympus. Like, Steven Adams, there's nobody else is on that Mount Rushmore. But Luka is right there. Giannis is right there. Embiid is right there. Look at all three of those guys. Entirely different bodies, but they're all incredibly strong. And they, like, I've mentioned this before. Like, one of my favorite things to ask young players is the first time they play either Steven Adams or Luka Doncic. I asked Donovan Klingon when he came on the podcast this year. I go, what's something that surprised you this year?
Pitt Panther legend Steven Adams.
And I'm like, it doesn't have to be a star. And it doesn't mean, and I was, he thought about it for a second. He's like, Steven Adams. He goes, I've never not been able to move somebody. And it's just like, you look at Steven Adams, he looks big, he looks strong. But
side note, I love that he's finally getting his flowers. He's been a good NBA player for a long time.
Also one of the most well-liked dudes in the league.
Yeah, and then it was like 4 years ago or so, all of a sudden everybody's like, I'd play with that guy in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because I love it. I love him so much.
He might have the highest approval rating in the league. Like, if you don't like Steven Adams, it says more about you than it does about Steven Adams. But in-shape Luka
is scary.
Look, if it translates... He's been one of the five best players in the league for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sure.
Screw that. For the last 6 years, outside of his rookie year, he has been one of the five best players on the planet. If all of a sudden Nico Harrison poking and prodding him and trading him, you want to talk about, screw it, we'll do some fat shaming. Have you seen Anthony Davis?
No, I haven't. Looking a little big?
He looks like he wants to get traded to the Lakers.
He's a big ass boy.
He looks like he's out of shape and wants to get traded to the Lakers for somebody more broken than him.
If you don't want to play in Dallas, just get fat.
Just get fat and get traded to LA for somebody who's more injury prone than you are.
I feel like getting fat in Dallas would be a good time.
Like, if you look at AD, remember AD when he came in the league? He looked like Kevin Durant.
He did. He was skinny.
He is thick with five C's.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that doesn't want to play center. I'm like, if you don't want to play center, you don't have the body to look like you don't want to play center, big fella.
I think if you're 7 foot, bud, you got to play some center. Yeah,
Derek Lively exists.
Yeah.
So is Daniel Gafford. So.
I mean, Timmy D didn't have to play center all that much.
Oh, he did early.
He did early.
He had David there for a little while, but then it was, I mean, they rolled out Fabricio Oberto and Francisco Elson and insert Spanish or South American big man here.
And then later on, it was insert white guy here.
Yeah, Matt Bonner.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
A little like, hey, all right, we'll give you 10 minutes off the center position, Timmy.
All right, when we come back, I want to slide over to the WNBA, and I want to open this conversation up a little more to the idea of player empowerment and how you really can make a statement when you feel you are being wronged and the rest of you agree. So we'll get over to that. So hang with us. We're having a great time here. 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll continue trucking in this 11 o'clock hour. We'll take a little break from football. 10 toes down at 12:15, so get your questions in for that. Get to a little Bessable as well. But I want to play this clip from the WNBA. And I know on this program we don't talk a whole lot of WNBA, but I think she brings up a very interesting comment when it comes to leadership. And I think something we fail to realize, and maybe in society sometimes too, in your workplace environment or your family aesthetic, whether it's your nuclear or your extended, that when there are issues, sometimes it's worth standing up for, and sometimes it's worth taking a risk, especially if you've had convos behind the scenes with some other people, to stand up for yourself. This is Collier on the Commissioner in the WNBA.
At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, well, only the losers complain about the refs. I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything. And in that same conversation, she told me, players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them. That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them.
That is Nafisa Collier on the WNBA situation. And when you walk into this, and we now have a local kind of spin on this as well with the Portland Fire coming into town, these are pretty damning comments. The fact that she was able to quote a commissioner saying that players that truly are driving your buck and driving your viewers to basically go F yourself is how I view that, is a pretty bold statement. And when you look around the league and you are the one who's in MVP conversation, you are the one that's in WNBA finals conversations, and those three girls that you just named are not, and you are sitting there giving them their flowers for what they mean to the league. The fact that she's able to be a little humble, less braggadocious, but also call out somebody for their misgivings is a wild, wild situation. And if I can understand maybe a little, like, hey, come on, give me some credit here. I got a pretty good media deal. Like, ESPN has backed it, and they shove it down your face if you watch ESPN. Mm-hmm. So there is a point there. But the way you go about it, it's alienating your players and all leagues, with maybe the exception of the NFL, but even the NFL has this, it's all player-driven. If you don't have good players in your league, I'm not going to watch.
To sound corny, there's a lot of layers to this onion. First of all, I am not a Kathy Engelbert fan at all.
I don't know who is. Somebody who doesn't know the league very well, once I hear this, I'm like, wait a sec, what?
Look, if you want to call the Fire angle to it, Kirk Brown was going to buy the WNBA franchise here, and then financially took a hit coming out of COVID, and that kind of led to restarting that whole process, and the WNBA and Kathy Engelbert and your PR team pinned it on the Trailblazers and Jody Allen for not cooperating, as opposed to trying to protect somebody who was going to put a little bit of money in the WNBA. And outside of Steve Ballmer, the Allen estate is worth more money than any other ownership group in the NBA. And it's like, you know, around the league behind closed doors, there was a lot of, what the hell do you think you're doing? You colossal moron. Like, that's some, like, people are tiptoeing around Steve Ballmer right now because of everything that's going on with the Kawhi, Uncle Dennis aspiration stuff, because of how powerful he is. Mm-hmm. And you can say, well, the Allen estate's going to move on. Allen estate's still worth billions upon billions upon billions. They have a lot of say in the league. And she was just going to comfortably throw the Allen estate under the bus. Like, for those that don't know, the NBA as a whole, as a collective, has a 42% stake in the WNBA, which makes this a very unique situation. This is not fully, totally owned and operated by individual owners or ownership groups or governors, whatever you want to call them.
You've got a guardianship almost.
Yes, because to be honest, the NBA ate it.
Yeah, the NBA is floating a lot of that.
I didn't think you were. I just wanted to get that caveat in. I do too. They are doing better. They are still not out here printing money. No. This is not the NFL. Hell, it's not the NBA. I sympathize with Nafisa and what she said, because I think Kathy is very bad at her job. Mm-hmm. Nobody I know that in the media circles or agents that I talk to, that people on both sides or people who work in that league, nobody's ever been like, Kathy gets a bad rep. She is the Neil Olshey of the WNBA, and that nobody has a nice thing to say about her.
Right.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, if everybody hates, like, people hated Roger Goodell, but behind closed doors, they're like, he's doing a good job. Like,
well, every year the money goes up and up and up, up and up and up.
It's like, and the players are getting more money.
Yep.
Now, I do believe WNBA players should get more. Caitlin Clark should not be making $67,000 a year.
There
That's
should not
insane.
Be many people in this building in Portland, Oregon, making more money a year than someone who's on the board behind me.
No, and Caitlin Clark, Kathy Engelbert, said that Caitlin Clark should be thankful that she has a platform to make $16 million
That's
a year in revenue.
That's such a poor choice of words.
Brother, sister, she did that at Iowa.
Yeah.
Not on your platform.
Yeah, and I think any commissioner or any owner, for that matter, should have nothing to say about what a player makes off the court.
No.
I don't think Adam Silver shouldn't have anything to say about what Steph Curry, LeBron James, or Cooper Flagg make off the court. Okay? Goodell, I don't want to hear what you think about Travis Kelce and what he makes off the court. I don't even want to hear you talk about his girlfriend, fiance, wife. I don't want to hear any of that. That does not matter to you. Mm. And for you to try to throw that at somebody like I'm in the right and you're in the wrong because you do well off the court, that'd be like me yelling at Isaac Rott because he gets more sponsorships than I do. Why does that matter?
No, doesn't impact
that has
you
nothing to
and
do
not
with
that,
me
Caitlin
or
Clark
him.
Has been a bell cow for you financially.
And I love I love that she gave love to Angel Reese and Paige Beckers too. Because those are two great players in terms of eyeballs watching. You know, Angel, we might talk about her being a rebound, you know, poacher sort of thing.
The me bounds.
The me bounds, but people are watching, and that's all that matters. There are plenty of people in many sports. Look, Tyreek Hill, I cannot stand him. Mm-hmm. People watch the NFL
there's
to
Tyreek
see
Hill,
what he's gonna
look,
do.
There's Tyreek Hill jerseys in the stands.
Yep.
So the reason I say there's
Jazz Chisholm. I can't stand that guy.
But guess what? There's Jazz Chisholm jerseys in the stands. It is what it is. There's a lot to this, and I'm sure some people are like, oh, I don't want to hear about WNBA. This is the business part of things that I think is very interesting.
And I'd like to see more players in other leagues, when you get to this, do what she's doing.
Well, that's the thing. This is like Steph Curry doing this to Adam Silver.
That's what I mean.
Like, it's not the best player in the league, but it's pretty damn close.
Look, Bryce Harper ain't number one, and when he tells Manfred to get the hell out of his locker room, we're all on Bryce Harper's side on that. Some of us, for the first time ever, are on Bryce Harper's
but
side.
That's the closest thing. That it right really there is the closest. And Bryce Harper told him to get the hell out of there. He didn't go any further than that.
He didn't.
What Nafisa did, and I'm not mad at her, we have never seen in North American sports. It is insanity.
I'd like to see more of it.
There is going, if you want to go 10 toes down, there is going to be lockout in the WNBA, and it is going to get bad. Because as much as I just kind of berated Kathy Engelbert, the players have an irrational sense of what they are going to get. And that's what leads to lockouts. Because I don't see a gap that's bridgeable here. Either monetarily.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you meet each other in the middle here.
No. Like, the middle ground is a no man's zone. Like, this is trench warfare. This has the potential to be one of the messiest lockouts we've seen since baseball was at 96?
94.
94. It's going to be messier. From everybody I've talked to, is just like, dude, there's no ground. There's no ground that they're meeting on, because the NBA has a 42% stake. You have owners that have been in the red for two decades, and now that they're actually finally starting to see something, they're not going to just go ahead and give that up. Meanwhile, you've got new owners who can't or don't want to see a lockout because they just paid a $250 million valuation on something that you could have gotten for $25 million 5 years ago. It's because they're like, whoa, we can't afford that. We can't do this. And that's, you have all of these different competing interests. But also on the player side, Nafisa's husband runs Unrivaled, which is a quasi-competing league. They're going to try to leverage that. But it's not at the same...
I didn't know that. That's cool.
But it's not at the same time. So it's like, you know, the push and the pull. And remember, the whole Brittany Griner thing came about because she couldn't make enough money. So she went over to Russia and got busted with weed in her bag. Like, PSA, don't bring weed to Russia.
I would not bring weed to Russia.
Don't bring really anything into Russia and don't bring anything home. I would highly not recommend that. But there's so many, like, I am very interested in this from a sports business standpoint. Mm-hmm. Because this is... We haven't seen anything like this, but with what she has said about Kathy Engelbert, the statement that came from Kathy Engelbert and PR, there was a thing in there where we didn't play the entire clip from Nafisa, but she basically said that Kathy runs her mouth. I'm paraphrasing. That's not the quote, so don't take that. There was no like she likes to deal in rumors and talk out the side of her mouth, essentially, and there's not a denial or an even a recognition of that in this like PR statement that came from the commissioner's office. And it's just like everything about what they have done at that level just feels wrong.
I'll give you an early preview of 10 toes down here. Because you and I have chatted about a lockout in Major League Baseball coming because of a salary cap.
Yep. I'm
and you are fully believe that a salary cap is going to happen. Yep. What happens first, a salary cap in baseball or Kathy Engelberg fired?
She's fired.
Relieved of duties.
I think in the next probably 30 to 60 days, she's probably gone.
I think so, too. Like, I think there's too much damage control that's going on right now. As this texter texts in 503-864-6326, the league will not recover from any level of a lockout. Might be the death of the WNBA as we know it.
I wouldn't go that far.
I've got it on the 10 toes down list. I thought we'd open that up in 10 toes
down.
That's
a good one.
Because it is a league gaining momentum. Mm-hmm. It's gaining momentum. It's in a spot that it's never been in and has the opportunity to be a money-making league, mm-hmm. to get out of the shell of the NBA. And I don't know if you have to like pay them back money or how that all works, but
it ain't going to be cheap. I'll tell you that right now.
But it is building momentum. I mean, look at the college women's game. Mm-hmm. That thing is
exploding.
Huge right mm-hmm. now. And it just trickles upwards into the league as well as you're starting to able to market these players. All right. When we come back, we'll take a peek. Three game threes tonight in Major League Baseball. I'll answer a question about my squad. And we're just going to have a little fun with baseball as we finish up this non-football hour here on The Fan. But first, we'll toss it to Rusty with sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bumping your way closer and closer to a Friday. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Shout us a holler also over on the YouTube chat as well. YouTube.com/1051TheFan. 10 toes down. Coming up here in about 45 minutes to get your questions in. I already got a few going, but if you want to double seggy, we can double seggy it. It's all up to you all out there, my friends. But continuing our, I said this and Dusty looked at me through he was in the producer booth with Rusty there. I said, we'll continue on in our non-football hour here on a Thursday. And he looked at me like I was getting fired.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
We'll get there, bud.
We'll get there. Don't worry.
We like football here.
Preseason basketball's on.
It just means more.
Preseason basketball's on.
But let's chat a little bit about baseball. Obviously, we were here yesterday for Brian Rocchio's massive two-run homer. But these series are fun. We got three out of the four games are in three-game series. San Diego decided to have a little bit of offense yesterday. Manny Machado goes deep off Shota Imanaga, who I really like, Shota. That whole Kittredge thing to get through Tatis and Arise and Manny Machado did not work well.
Couldn't happen to a better team.
I mean, it was only one run, so I guess, you know, damage was okay, but... that was, as much as I love Craig Counsell, and I think he does a great job down there, I think that was a little missed opportunity. The real fun thing about today is all your stud pitchers are kind of gone. So this is some real crazy baseball we get to have today.
I mean, it's pretty clear who the best pitcher on the bump is today.
Is it you?
It's you.
Yeah, it's you. But you hasn't had a great year.
No, but like...
As far as pedigree, yeah, for sure. I would argue Jameson Taillon's probably number two. Nah, I'll give it to Jack Flaherty.
I would say probably Flaherty.
Although Flaherty's had a really tough year.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're going into a game right now, there's one team that's like, we're comfortable. Like, you're comfortable with you.
I feel great going into today with Ciccone.
Ciccone.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
Do you feel that you have an advantage, or you just feel good?
Oh, no, I don't feel we have an advantage.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, Darvish is the only guy that I look at and I go, you could talk yourself into it. You have an advantage.
Bo Naylor hit a home run yesterday, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? Save that for tomorrow. It's 3-1.
Don't waste it.
Dude, it's 3-1. Our bullpen's in. Dude, what
also,
are you doing?
When did you, Jarvis, turn 39?
This year? Ding.
I can't believe he's been in the league that long.
I know. It's pretty wild.
I remember when he came over, and I'm just like.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
But I was looking at.
Dude, he pitched for the Cubs. He pitched for the Dodgers. He's been around for a long time.
I was just like, oh, my God. Like. That's right. He spent 5 years in Texas starting in 2012.
Houston won a World Series because they claimed Yu Darvish was tipping pitches. That's how long ago he's been in the league. Also, don't forget, you know, a lot of Asian players come over late. Not a lot of guys come over at Roki Sasaki's age.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, he spent like 5 years in Japan?
I'm not sure the number, but so
because he was the guy in Japan.
Quick consultation cue for me from the text line 503-864-6326. As a Guardians fan, assuming a win today, do you like your guys' chances against the Mariners in the next round?
You're going to find out, hopefully.
Also, will you be attending any games? I'm going to try to make the Sunday game. I'm a little 50-50 on that.
Wow, five toes down, huh?
Yeah, well, it's not five toes down. Do I want to go? The answer is hell yeah, then brother. Kids, money, all that stuff. There's more to it than that. I've also already been to a World Series game, so I'm not
sell yourself and go to the game.
So I'm going to try to go to Sunday. Look, I've had people ask this question. We were having fun with it beforehand, and if we'll keep it a Mariners kind of local angle here, I think you can talk yourself to this about the Blue Jays as well. Do you want to see the Yankees or the Red Sox? If I'm the Blue Jays or the Mariners, honestly, I don't care which one I see. I think both of them, I think all four of those teams have some serious flaws. Detroit is struggling at the worst time possible. Mm-hmm. You've seen how volatile the Yankees pitching is. You can see, like, I thought Whitlock was left out too late last night for the Red Sox. So there's a lot of stuff. I had a lot of people say that they would rather see Detroit than Cleveland. If I was Seattle, I would rather see Cleveland than Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit has too much talent.
Yeah.
They have too much talent, and yeah, they're not playing very well right now.
But it's the playoffs. It can snap. It can literally flip on a day.
Torkelson could go, you know, 6-for-9 in the first three games, and you're down 2-0. I would rather see Cleveland.
Also, Scooble exists.
Scooble does exist.
And like, do you want to just chalk up a loss?
I mean, Gavin Williams is no Scooble, but...
No, he's not. Again,
but nobody is Scooble in the American League.
No, that's what I mean. Like, Scooble's... I mean, he's him. He's Timothy Chalamet. Like, just if
you said Scooble is Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like he's like that's the guy. Like you don't want to face him because you're gonna chalk. The guy just went 7 2/3 with 14 strikeouts and one run.
I know. Like, I saw my feed today. It was like, well, the Mariners against. Tarik Skubal this year, he was 0-2 with a 5.89 ERA. I was like, I don't care, dude. Anytime that guy goes out, he might smoke you.
Yeah, you don't want any part of that.
I did have to give Swag some grief tonight for his Dodgers closing out. A, for two reasons. One, I love series that go the distance in baseball. And two, we'd be in the fifth inning right now. Cleveland-Detroit, if all four games were on today, but no, that game doesn't start for another 15 minutes.
I mean, think about it this way. If you're the Mariners, do you want to face Hosey and Kwan, or do you want to face Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson, Kerry Carpenter, Gleyber Torres? Like,
I'll take Hosey and Kwan. I'd rather face them.
Yeah.
I think they're better players than all those guys, but they have more of them.
Better than Riley?
I think Jose Ramirez.
Jose is.
Yeah.
But I mean,
dude, I just saw a stat of the highest combined WAR of the last 5 years. Jose Ramirez is number 4.
Oh yeah, no. Jose's a dude.
That's
but
my guy.
You've got 4 or 5 guys on Detroit that are
pretty good.
Yeah, and then
you didn't even say Javi Baez, who's had some great moments this year.
And the only reason I didn't is because he's.
Yeah, he's Javi Baez.
He's Javi Baez, and he's missed some time.
He's making like $26 million a year to do squad douche.
But that's what I mean. And then you get into the pitching stats, and you're like, I mean, Cleveland's got a good staff, but Scooble in the playoffs when guys are pitching on 3 days rest, like it's just, I'm always gonna go, I don't want to face the team that has one of those ever.
Yeah, do you think Scooble shows up tonight if they need him?
Yeah,
he
didn't want to come out of that game.
No, he didn't.
As a reminder to anybody who did not watch that absolute gem, his last pitch was 101 mile an hour.
Boy, if I take my Guardians hat off, which I am wearing currently.
You are.
Anybody can win any of these games tonight. I don't even have a rooting interest. You know, Boston, New York, screw both those teams. Chicago, San Diego, I can argue both those teams are really fun to watch.
Yeah, they both match
up really weirdly against Milwaukee.
Go Dads. For very obvious reasons.
I mean, I'm stoked for Phillies Dodgers.
That's going to be...
I'm so stoked.
That's going to be a series.
Shohei on the mound, game one. I wonder if
it'll get preempted by a WNBA cutaway.
Don't do that.
ESPN.
ESPN. On the app. Cutaway to a breaking developing story in the WNBA and then went right back to the baseball game and missed Shohei's leadoff home run.
You went away from Shohei Ohtani at the...
For nothing. It wasn't even like if it was Collier's statement and you wanted to break into that, go for it. But they just went right back to the game.
Star in baseball leading off a playoff game. What do you, the entire country of Japan just came to a stop. What do you mean?
We come back. It's everybody's favorite web gems. Why do they do things that none of us want? None of us want this. Nobody does, but they're going to force it down our throats anyway. We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Ow, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Web Gems. Do it every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner here. Are you ready for some Thursday night football? Are you ready?
Perhaps.
I need that DX drop. Are you ready? Plus, we'll have 10 toes down at 12:15 to finish us off on a Thursday. Nice little week so far. Looking forward to Friday.
I don't care about this game tonight.
You know, I did.
I really don't.
You know, I did kind of care about it. Because, you know, we talked, a couple days ago or last week about 3-0 versus 0-3 teams and how the Niners, and you looked at Pro Football Focus, and actually the Niners are ranked pretty high as a complete unit,
but
until you have no starting wide receivers or a quarterback.
Well, then you also factor in who they've played, or I should say not played.
Fair. I mean, obviously we're going to watch the game tonight.
I got plans. What you mean?
Oh, dang. You skipping the game, huh?
I might watch the highlights, but I mean, I'll end up watching it in some form or facet. That's going to happen. Like, who am I kidding? I'm a psychopath. I'll be like, I don't want to watch this. Then I'll end up watching it at 1 a.m. on a replay.
If you told me 2 weeks ago that on Thursday I'd have to have a split screen of Yankees, Red Sox, and a banged up Niners Rams team on a split screen, I would yell at you.
God.
I would not be very happy about that.
This is like asking to die by a gunshot wound to the head or getting thrown off a bridge.
Yeah.
Why, like, I hate the Niners. I do. I always have. It's the Raider in me. But God, do I hate both the Yankees and the Red Sox. It's like, that's where I'm wishing for the sweet meteor of death to land and take them both out. Just like, I hate you both. Can you both lose?
So we'll get to that at the top of the big nooner hour. But Web Gems brought to you today by the increasingly support and most likely coming to a full reality any moment now, and that is a 76-team March Madness tournament.
We keep going back and forth, and we're not going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. No, we're going to do it. No, seriously, we're going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. No, just...
Now, I understand how that stuff works because you got to figure out logistics and is it good for the game, but literally nobody
wants
this.
Shut up about it.
Literally nobody wants this.
Well, the television partners do because it's more inventory, it's more money.
Right, and, but we all hate those guys anyway. Yes. We don't care what they think. No. But, like, I would even argue that there's college basketball coaches that don't want this.
Well, here's the thing.
Even if you're one of those teams that might sneak in at 74, 73 every year.
I'm going to counter-argument my own argument. Nobody goes to the NIT anymore. Everybody turns it down. The NIT actually used to matter.
I know. My team, when Clay was there, his last year at Wazoo, we lost in the NIT final. We got to go to New York City.
Yeah, like
played in Madison Square Garden.
But it used to mean something.
It used
now,
to mean something.
It wasn't this big draw or like people like really cared about it, but it used to mean something.
Well, it had cool stuff too because you would host games. Mm-hmm. For the first few rounds, like that was always really
and that's
cool.
Honestly, it's a revenue generator.
Without
it's
a doubt.
It's another stream, but nobody goes because they're just like, we don't care.
I went to an NIT game once at Beasley Coliseum.
I think 8 teams, if I remember right, last year turned down the NIT.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, Oregon turned it down. They're like,
well, how much of that though is because you would get like a bowl situation where a lot of your guys are just sitting out.
Well, this
especially
is,
if they're transferring or going couple, to the NBA.
There was a couple that were pre-COVID though, too. And look, no slight to the Ducks, you weren't sending guys to the NBA on those teams. Like it was just like they looked at it, and I think there was another West Coast team that did the same thing. It wasn't UCLA? It might have been Cal.
I would never turn down a postseason.
But like, they were just like,
even if it was the old what was it the CBI?
Oh yeah,
was that the third?
Yeah,
that was the third.
That was the
tournament?
Third one, the College Basketball Invitational. Yeah,
I only know that because my team's played in it a couple times.
But like.
Gone a little deep too.
The counter argument to this is okay. So instead of sending those teams to the NIT. You backload them in the back of the NCAA tournament. That's the counter.
Yeah, I know. Like, and so what? You take like what would be the last two rounds of a Final Four and or maybe an Elite Eight to a Natty of the NIT, and that's your preempt into it.
And I think that ends up being reserved for not the Woffords of the world, but it's the DePauls, the Xaviers, the teams that have had like
a bad North Carolina.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, remember that was a story last year.
Totally.
They deserve to be there.
Maybe,
and they go in there and they get absolutely stomped.
Maybe an Anthony Edwards, Georgia team goes in, a Ben Simmons, LSU team. They like sneak you in because you got a top draft pick.
Or you're one of those teams that like over the last 50 years, like I brought up DePaul, Xavier, like those Big East,
Big East.
Teams that are like,
who talked dirty to me on a Thursday.
You know what I mean? Like
Big East teams.
The Marquette teams that were good, but not. Listen, Marquette's one of my favorite programs of the last 25
Tom
years.
Tom Crean, before we hated Tom Crean.
never have I hated Tom Crean.
Oh, I've definitely hated
him. One of my favorite, not in college, but just basketball coaches of all time. I got to talk to him at Summer League a couple years ago, and I was like, tell me more. Like, that dude is a basketball savant. The fact that he's married into the Harbaugh family is the least surprising thing on the face of the planet.
I'm into him on TV a little bit, but I get to like hate watch him.
Oh, he's so good on
he's
TV.
Not Jay Wright, though.
Well, Jay's, I mean.
Also, Jay, speaking of turning me on a Thursday. Right,
that's a good-looking man.
That's a good-looking man.
He's got the silver fog. He's like the George Clooney of sports.
I got a type, dude.
Look.
Jay Wright, Gavin Newsom, my kind of guys.
Look, I mean, a lot. The other one, no, not so much. But
I'm not talking about what you believe.
I know.
I'm talking about.
I just can't.
I'm talking about how you look, baby. You
just
look
can't.
Good.
Mike
Norvell, what's up?
See,
man?
Yeah, it works. But the expansion of it just seems so crappy and tacky and such a money grab. I'm so out on it.
Rufio brings up this great point on the YouTube chat. Just stop expanding playoffs in every sport. I mean, I can sit here and diatribe about like why I'm so sick of rules changing in game in leagues all the time. NFL drives me bonkers in this because I got to figure out how to do it. And the MLB quietly does it to protect players. They basically created a Shohei DH rule, allowing him to DH and pitch in games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that ain't cool, man.
It's the simple things,
for
right?
For one guy?
Yeah, well.
The Buster Posey rule. It blew up his knee and now you can't blow dudes up.
But yeah, I don't like this, and
we love college basketball.
Yes, and I feel like I'm curmudgeonly like with you with baseball with the pitch clock and now going to ABS and the expanded bases. Like I don't like it. We're gonna probably end up at a local sports betting establishment. I would imagine that we've been there for the last couple of years, and we're gonna spend time there, and we're gonna
hear
have
that AEs get on it. We want it again,
and we're gonna have probably like another 6 to 8 hours of basketball, and I'm going to just be like, hook it to it.
Instead of the two games on Tuesday, Wednesday, Selection Sunday will happen, and there'll be four games on Tuesday and four games on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And, which means we might have to spend, I don't know, maybe another day or two up there. You know, no big deal.
All right, I'm down.
Be terrible. See, right, that's the thing. It's like, I want to be all curmudgeonly about it, but then I'm like...
It's like when I got mad that Cleveland had to pay at 10 a.m. I'm like, dude, 10 a.m. baseball in the playoffs is garbage. Ooh, actually.
Actually, I could watch it while I work.
Being a selfish jerk, I am here for it.
I just left a handprint on my forearm.
I heard it. It didn't sound nice. All right, we come back. We'll close it up. One more hour to go on this fine program. Thanks for hanging with us. 10 toes down. Get your questions in. That's Danny. I'm Patrick. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.